Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma, Daf Nun Tes, and we will begin in Daf Yud Nun Ches Mabeis, four lines from the bottom. Yesterday, in the previous shiur, we had a discussion on which corners of the Mizbeach Hapnimi, did the Kohen begin and continue to put the dam on Yom Kippur. The Gemara had discussed that he went around the Mizbeach, but the question was, which Mizbeach did he begin first, and which Mizbeach did he begin first, second? Rabbi Kiva, so the Gemara had said that we had a machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara had suggested that the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi was regarding the halacha that Rami Becheskel had taught us, that kol pinah shatapoina, whatever turn you make, lo yehei el derech yamin, should always be to the right side. And the Gemara said that no, that that's only halacha on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Here we're speaking about the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Gemara said that the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili was, do we learn Pnimi Chutz? Do we learn what happened in the Mizbeach HaPnimi from what happened on the Mizbeach HaChitzin? Or are they not connected? Are the two halachas not connected? Rabbi Kiva does learn, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Kiva does not learn, Rabbi Yossi Aglili does learn. So Gemara's question was, Rabbi Kiva, Ned de Loyal Pnim Michutz, and that's why even though on the Mizbeach HaChitzin we always must go to the right, but why is Rabbi Kiva teaching us that we should go to the left? We should be able to go in either direction. Why is he specifically telling us to go to the left? Amalach, to which Rabbi Kiva responds, Medina Bahu Kar the Pagaba Resha. The halacha would require that the first corner that the Kohen Gadol meets up with when he finishes doing the Hazab on the Praichus, should be the corner where he should be doing the Zrikas Adam, Bahuva Biraisha, which is the Dreimus Marovis, according to where we learned in yesterday's shir. That would be the southwest corner. The halacha would be, since that's the first corner that the Kohen Gadol encounters, that's why he should begin. Damarish Lakish, and the reason is for a different halacha, that we've learned many times, and that is the halacha of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs. If somebody has an opportunity to do the mitzvah, he should do the mitzvah at the first opportunity. V'mailoi Avit, why didn't he do that first zrika on that corner? Because as we also learned in our previous shiur, Mishum Deksiv, the pasuk says, V'yotza al ha-mizbeach. And we learned in yesterday's shiur that even though we should perhaps do the zrika sadam at the first corner, the Torah tells us, Ad nafik mikulim mizbeach. We shouldn't do the zrika sadam till he passes the entire mizbeach. So instead of doing it on the dreimus maravis, we do it on dreimus mizrachis. Says the Gemara, v'kim deyar bahu keren. So once we went to dreimus mizrachis, because that's what the Torah told us to do, so now we have an obligation to go back to the first corner. Hada asal hu keren deschayv l'mayis bereishim. And the way I saw the Siach Yitzchak explains the Gemara, he says, if there was a halacha that you have to always go to the right side, so now that we went to this corner where the Torah tells us to go to, the Dreimus Mizrachis, the next thing to do is turn right. But as we said, and as we learned in our previous year, Rabbi Kiva does not hold that in the Mizbeach HaPnimi we need to make right turns. So since he doesn't hold on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, we have to make right turns. What is more important to do is go back to that corner that you skipped over. And therefore, we go back to that corner, and then we continue right. And then we continue, that's why we're turning left, because we have to go back to that corner. So our Gemara just taught us the rule of Eim Avir Me'al Mitzvahs, which is a rule that we already spoke about previously. And the reason is, the Torah says, V'shmartem Esamatzos, and Chazal explained that pasuk to mean, Al Tikri Esamatzos, Ela Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Habol Yotcha, Al Tach Mitzenu. And therefore, always do the first mitzvah that you can. The Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnayis to Masechet Avos, explains that the concept of Ein Mavirin on mitzvahs is very much connected to other halachic principles that we find. One is a principle of a oisik b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. If somebody is doing a mitzvah, he shouldn't interrupt. And that's the same thing. Ein mavir mal mitzvahs. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, do the mitzvah. And that's the same concept, explains the Rambam, why Chazal teach us that yat yedei matan schar shel mitzvahs. It's not for us to start evaluating the value of a mitzvah, which is a more important mitzvah, which is a less important mitzvah. But a person has to do every mitzvah that he gets the opportunity to do. The Tveris Shloima explains that Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvah, he explains it al-Pidrush, he explains it homiletically. He says when a person comes to do a mitzvah, when a person comes to learn Torah, when a person comes to daven, the Yetzirah tries to convince him that who are you to daven? Who are you to learn? Who are you to do a mitzvah? You're a person that did averus. So how could you be a person doing a mitzvah? Teaches us the Chazal, Ein Mavirin al mitzvahs. When you're doing a mitzvah, Ein Mavirin. Don't think about your averus. Think about the opportunity that you now have to do a mitzvah. And he says that's also pshat, but the pasuk says, Sor meira v'asei toiv. When you're doing the asei toiv, when you're doing good, somera, don't think then about the bad that you've done. That shouldn't be what you're considering. What you're considering now is only the opportunity of doing the mitzvah. The avera will deal with it another time. So there's a machlokes rishonim. If this rule of ein mavirin mala mitzvahs is a deraisa or drabonin. There's some that say, as we explained from the pasuk of Shmatam Matzos, Al Tikri Samatzos Ala Mitzvos, that it's a din deraisa, and that's what seems some achronim say is the opinion of Tosfos. Other rishonim are of the opinion that it's only midrabonon, it's only in a smachta ba'alma. It seems that that's the opinion of the Beis Yosef, because Beis Yosef seems to take the approach that if you have other reasons to do a mitzvah differently, we don't take Ein Mavirin Mala Mitzvah so seriously. Now, if Ein Mavirin Mala Mitzvah is a din deraisa, so then how can we take that approach? The Chazon Yecheskel explains that when we think about Ein Mavirin Mala Mitzvah, we have to think about it as a din in the person that when I'm doing a mitzvah, I should do the mitzvah at the first opportunity that I can, or is Ein Mavirin Mala Mitzvah to be viewed as a din in the mitzvah, the proper way of doing the mitzvah, and it's not a din in the person. So the Tori Evin says, and the Achronim discussed this question, if somebody did not do it properly, he was mavar ala mitzvah, is there a point in going back to do it to the first corner? So the Tori Evin wants to bring a raya from our Gemara. Because what did we learn in our Gemara? Rabbi Akiva said that really he should have done the Zrikas Adam on the Dreimus Marovas corner. Because that's the first corner that you would encounter when you come out of the base, when you come turning away from the Parochus. What happened? He didn't do it on that corner, because the Torah specifically said not to do it on the corner. But what does Rabbi Akiva say? As soon as you have the opportunity to go back and do it right, do it right. The other Achronim disagree, and they say that in general, it may not be required that once you did a mitzvah, once you violated Ein Mavirin Mala Mitzvah, you don't have to correct it. Our Gemara clearly seems to say that you do have to correct it. Our Gemara is doing about Kachim. And by kachim, there's such a rule. But when not speaking about kachim, such a rule were not to exist. The Achronim also make a very important point. They say the rule of Ein Mavirin Mala Mitzvah is only in a klais when you have two mitzvahs. When you have two mitzvahs to do, and you don't know which one to do first and which one to do second, that's where Chazal taught us the rule Eim Avir Malam Mitzvahs. The first mitzvah that you have the opportunity to do, that is the mitzvah to do. But when there's only one mitzvah to be done, there is no concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. So now the Rishonim discuss, what if you have two mitzvahs? One is a more important mitzvah, but the other one is a lesser important mitzvah. But the lesser important mitzvah is the mitzvah that I have the first opportunity to do. So which mitzvah should I do? Should I do the first mitzvah that I have the opportunity to do, given the concept that we're discussing of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs, or do the more important mitzvah? And it's actually a machloikus of the Chacham Tzvi and the Retvaz. The Chacham Tzvi's opinion is that we should wait to do, you should do the more important mitzvah. And the Retvaz's opinion is, do the first mitzvah. The machloikus of the Retvaz and the Chacham Tzvi was regarding an individual who's unfortunately in prison. And he's given a day, he has the opportunity to have a day to go on furlough. Should he take the opportunity to go the first day that he has off? Or maybe he should wait. Yom Kippur is coming, Purim is coming. He should wait for one of those days. The Chacham Tzvi says, wait for the day that you could do a more important mitzvah. Whereas the opinion of the Retvaz is Eim Avirim Al Mitzvahs. The first mitzvah to do, that's to do. There's also the Achroinim discuss, where we know that when we speak about mitzvahs and which mitzvah to do first and which mitzvah to do second, there's a rule that we're learning now in our shir of Eim Avirim Al Mitzvahs, but there's also a rule of Tadir V'she'en Tadir, which one Tadir Koidim. So now the question is, which is a more important halachic concept? Is the concept of Tadir V'she'en Tadir a more important concept? Or is the concept of Eim Avirim Al Mitzvahs? And it comes up sometimes when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah Shailos or other places as well. There's an interesting point that the Bi'ur HaLocha makes. The Bi'ur HaLocha in Siman Tov Reis Samech Tes quotes the Chevad Moshe that says that as much as there's a concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs, we don't apply the concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs in a situation of Tircha de Tzibura. And therefore, if there's ever a situation of Tircha de Tzibura, we take that first into consideration. Other disagree, and it goes back to the question that we discussed earlier. If we say that Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs is a din d'oraisa, so then Tircha de Tzibura doesn't really make a difference under those circumstances. If, however, we say that it's only the Rabbanon, then for Tircha de Tzibura, we would maybe take a different approach and be concerned about Tircha de Tzibura. Continues the Gemara. V'bayseima. Now the Gemara goes back to the machloikis that we discussed in our previous shir, the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yose Aglili. V'bayseima. E sfirulon a kofa regal. If we will hold that the way the Kohen Gadol put the dam on the corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi was by going by foot from one corner to the other corner, everybody would agree that we would learn that just like in the Mizbeach HaChitzin, we always have to make a right turn as we walk, so too is the halacha in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The machloikus in our sugya is a much more fundamental machloikus. Masav akafa biyad. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that the Kohen Gadol didn't actually walk around the Mizbeach HaChitzin. He stood at one corner, and he since the Mizbeach HaChitzin wasn't so big, so he was able to stand at one corner and reach all the other corners. So then there's no din of kol pinus shataponi le'ei derech limin, because that halacha was only said when somebody is walking. Here there's no walking taking place. Or marsover, whereas Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion is hakafa beregel, that even though it's a small even though it's a small mizbeach, you walked around the mizbeach, and therefore, since you walked around the mizbeach, the halacha is kol pinos shatapoina loyhei eler elch derechimin. Vibay seima. Another way of explaining is the kula alma hakafa biyad. Everybody agrees that there was no need for the kohen to actually walk around the mizbeach apnimi. The way he went to all the corners of the mizbeach was just by standing by one corner and applying the dam to all four corners. What is the machloikus? Mas of your opinion, yad mirego. But if walking around, we just said that everybody agrees when you walk around, you should always make right turns. And Rabbi Yosef Glili says that since that's the halacha by walking, so too is the halacha when you ply the dam by standing in one place with your hand. Well, Masover, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that the halacha of hakafa biyad, loy alpinin, we don't learn from hakafa beregel. Asked the Gemara, Vesover Rabbi Yosef Glili hakafa biyad, is it possible to perhaps suggest that Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion is that the way the dam was put on the Mizbech HaPnimi was with the kohen standing in one place and just putting the dam on all four corners? For a Midik Tani Sefer, since we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer's opinion was that the Kohen Gadol, as he was doing the Savoid on Yom Kippur, on putting the blood on the corners of the Mizbech HaPnimi, was standing in one place. So that's the opinion in the Sefer of Rabbi Lezer. Mechlal, isn't that clearly an indication? The Tanakama doesn't hold that way. And the Tanakam of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Glili. So how can we suggest that Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees that the Hakafa was done biyad? Says the Gemara, El Machvata Kishnei Mekara. We have to say one of the previous derits. Mar Sover, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that Hakafa biyad, and since the way the Kohen Gadol went around the Mizbeach was just with his hand, so there's no din of kol pinos shatapoina lo yehei el derech yamin. Well, my sover, Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion is hakafa beregel, and therefore the halacha is then there is no halacha of kol pinos shatapoina. There is a halacha kol pinos shatapoina lo yehei el yamin. Ubehak mifki says the Gemara. What is the machlokes? My sover, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds when the Torah says Akarnas HaMizbeach Soviv, says the Gemara, since the Torah used here Soviv by Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Torah also says Soviv, just like the Torah uses the word Soviv on the when Dam is put on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, as the Torah says, V'zorku HaSadam HaMizbeach Soviv, so we learn that just like by the Mizbeach Chitzin, when they went around walking around. Here too, they walk around, the Kohen actually walked around the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Omar Sover, whereas the opinion of Akiva is, Kula Mizbeach HaPnimi, B'makim Chedek, Karen the Mizbeach HaChitzin Kohen. If we look at the corners, and we look at the size of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the entire Mizbeach HaPnimi was an Amma by an Amma. And that is also the size of the corners of the Mizbeach HaChitzin. So just like when you're putting on one corner, so when we speak about one, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's the equal to one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Now when the Kohen is putting dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzin on one corner, he isn't walking around. There's no need to be walking around. So just like when he's putting dam on one corner, there is no need to walk around, and there is no walking around, so too is the halacha by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, according to Rekiva. Tanya, Amar Bishmol. So Bishmol says, Shnei Gedolim Nishtairu B'Migdash Rishon. There were two Kohanim Gedolim that were left over that had lived in the time of the Migdash Rishon. Zeh Omer. One of the Kohanim Gedolim, when he would report what he did in the Avodah Yom Kippur, said, "Biyad Hakafti, I just stood in one corner by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that's how I did the Azar Sadam on all four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi." The Zeh Omer and the other Kohen Gadol said, "Beregel Hakafti, I actually walked around the Mizbeach HaPnimi." And says the Gemara, "Zeh Noisan Talmud Varov, for Zeh Noisan Talmud Varov." Each one of these Kohanim Gedolim explained their act. Zeh Noisan Talmud Varov, Soviv, like we learned a moment ago, the Sovid the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the same way that the Torah uses the word Soviv by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, is the same way that Soviv, that the Torah uses the word Soviv by the Mizbeach HaChitzin. So therefore, just like by the Mizbeach HaChitzin, everybody agrees that the Kohen walks around the Mizbeach, so too was by the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Since the entire Mizbeach HaPnimi is Remakim Chod Karen the Chitzin Kohen, it was only the same size. That's why they didn't have to walk around. One kohen standing, the kohen gadol standing in one spot could reach all four corners easily. So the Rishon Rabbeinu Chananel asks, how was it possible that you could have two kohanim gedolim left over from the Beis Hamikdash Rishon? You only appoint the second kohen gadol if the first kohen gadol is nifter. So he answers that what might have happened was that the first Kohen Gadol became Tameh, and therefore since he was Tameh 1 year by Yom Kippur, he could not do the Avodah, and therefore they appointed a substitute, and that's how you could have two Kohanim Gedolim that way. The Tosfos Shonim and the Ritva both ask that the Gemara Masechta Temura, Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, says, Mimois Moshe, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, At Shemesh Yosef ben Yezer, until Yosef ben Yezer was Nifter, Lahosa Machlokes B'Yisrael. And here we see there was already a Machlokes in the time of Beis HaMikdash Rishon. So the Ritva answers, they didn't really have a Machlokes. There was no Machlokes. Each one was reporting what he did. And since each one was reporting what they did, that's why there was no machlokes. They were just reporting events as they saw it. Furthermore, the Tosfos Shonim says that the definition is the definition when the Gemara says there was no machlokes doesn't mean there were no differences of opinion. There were differences of opinion, but ultimately everybody was able to agree to one opinion. And here too, they never came to a vote on this issue. As the Shem Tzion Balocha explains, the halacha that we go bus arrive is only in a situation where there's a vote. And we have a vote and we have to take a vote. And therefore, since we have to take a vote, the halacha is hoylech acharoiv. But if there's no vote, there's no machloikis. And he says, this never came to a machloikis. And therefore, it's not considered that they violated a machloikis. The Gra, however, has a whole different girsa now, Gemara. And according to the Gra's girsa, these two Kohanim Gedolim weren't from Beis HaMikdash Rishon, they were actually from Beis HaMikdash Sheni. So we learned in the Mishnah, as we mentioned a little earlier, Rabbi Lezer Oimer Mekaymai Oimer Mechate. The Kohen Gadol stood in one spot as he put the dam on the corners of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara Masnis Mani, our Mishnah that says that the Kohen Gadol put, when the Kohen Gadol put the dam on the corners, put the dam mimata malmala from the bottom up, not the other way, Mani, says the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda. It represents the opinion of Yehuda, as we learned when we discussed the Mishnah. Everybody agrees that the corner where he was standing, the Kohen Gadol had to be put the dam in a downward fashion. Because if he's going to put it in another fashion, it's going to roll down his hand, it's going to make his hands dirty, it's make his sleeve dirty. The question is about the other corners. The Tanya Ramey, I'm Rabbi Lezer Omer. Ramey says that this was Rabbi Lezer's opinion. The Kohen Gadol was standing in a spot, and put dam on all four corners of the Mizbeach, but Kulon, on all of the corners, he put it in that direction, except the one that was on the slant, because that's the one that he put, there he put it in the other fashion, because he is so far away, that's the only way he's going to be able to put the dam on comfortably. Rav Yehuda says, Rav Lezer Omer, B'mekayme Omer Mechate, agrees that the Kohen Gadol stood in one spot. V'kulon hu noisim mamata mamala. He always puts it mamata mamala. Chutz mizeh shoyis lefanav mamish. Except the corner was right in front of him. Shenoisim mamala mamata. Kech the loitz in the tzumane. He didn't have to, we want to prevent him from getting his clothing dirty. And that's why there he had to do it in a fashion that the dam won't roll down his hands. We learned further in the Mishnah, he's memenu. Afterwards, he put the dam, he mixed the dam, and he put it on tahara yishom mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, my tahara. What is the definition of tahara? Says the Gemara, Omer Rabba bar Rav Shela, palgi the mizbeach. He put it halfway up on the wall of the mizbeach. Where do we find that something halfway is considered tahara? So says the Gemara, kadami inchi. Like we find that people express themselves tar tahara. When it comes by chatzos, in the middle of the day, it's called tahara. So we see the middle of something is called tar tahara. The sun comes out, that's when the sun is directly above, in the midpoint of the day. Meisvei asked the Gemara on this opinion. We learned in the Mishnah, we learned in the Braisa, Shumaza, when the Kohen Gadol is spritzing the dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he shouldn't spritz the dam on top of the ash, which is left over from the Ktoiris, not on the coals that were put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi that for being able to do the Ktoiris that have not yet disintegrated into ash. Ella Chayse HaGecholim, what he should do is Eilech VeEilech. He should push the coals to the side or Maza. So we see from here that the Hazos Adam was done on the top of the Mizbeach, because as Rabbi Barav Shela is suggesting, it was done on the side of the Mizbeach. Where are the coals on the side of the Mizbeach? El Amar Rabbi Barav Shela, and therefore says Rabbi Barav Shela, definition of Tarish HaMizbeach is Al Gluya HaMizbeach. On the open part, the top uncovered part of the Mizbeach, Kiksiv, as the Pasuk says, Ukaetzim Shemayim Lutoyar. Just like the sky on top is open and seen, that's the same where it was put on the Mizbeach. Tanya, says the Gemara, we learn in a Braisa, Chananya Amir B'tzad Tzfoini Hu Noisin, on the north side of the Mizbeach, that's where he puts on the dam. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bitzad Rami Hinoisi, he says he puts it on the side, on the south side. And it goes back to what we discussed in a previous year. That's the way Rashi explains, that it's connected to the question, where was the opening to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And wherever the opening to the Kodesh HaKadoshim is, that's where the Kohen Gadol stood when he did the Azor Sadam on the Proichus, and then moved towards the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that's where he stood when he did the Azor Sadam. Another way that the Yerushalmi suggests that the Machloikus is it's connected to the question how the Akafa, how they went around the Mizbeach. Where did he stand in one place, or did he walk around? And based on if he stood in one place, and then did all four corners. And then he did all four corners. Then he did the top. So then he was on the Dorim. If he walked around, then he's on the Tzofen where he ended up. And that's why he does it from the Tzofen side. Says the Gemara. As the Gemara explains, Ma'asav Episcop Dorim Koi. And therefore he's going to do it on the side that he is. He stands by the side where he is. And that's where he, and then Ma'asav Episcop Tzofen Koi. And that's he's standing there. Says the Gemara, the Kul Amamiya, everybody is in agreement, Heicha the Gamer Matna Koronos, wherever he was standing as he finished putting the dam on the four corners of Mizbeach, Hosam Yoav Agaga, that's where he stands when he puts the dam on the top of the Mizbeach. My Tama, what's the reason? Answers the Gemara, Amakrub, because we have to look at the words of the Pasuk. The word Pasuk says, V'hiz alav min adam betzboi shev pomim, v'tiaroi v'kitcha metumas b'nei Yisrael. So he said, Mimokim shekitchai, the place where the Kohen Gadol was standing, and he put it on the corners of the Mizbeach, Sham tiaroi, that's where he has to stand and put it on the top of the Mizbeach. So the Achrayim ask, why don't we say Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs? So the concept that we spoke about earlier, and if Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs, if that's where you're standing, that's where you should do the mitzvah. So the Sefer Shmuel Chaim explains, as we spoke about earlier in our shir, that the rule of Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs is only said in a situation where you have two options. And now you don't know which option to take. Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs helps us decide which option to take. Here, there are no two options. So that's why the Gemara can't use the concept of Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs. Another pshat that I saw is, and we spoke about this a little earlier, is if somebody walked past the first corner, and now you have a chance to do a mitzvah, do we say that Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs tells you go back to that corner or not? And if Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs tells you to go back to the corner, so you shouldn't be doing it at the corner you're standing, you should go back to the original corner. We learned further in the Mishnah, Shiori Adam, whatever leftover blood one had, Hayishafich he would pour, Hayisoy Maravi Shamizbeach Hachitzin, on the west side of the Mizbeach Hachitzin. The Makra, why specifically on that side, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Veskol Dam Hapar, we have to pour it down the side which is right by the opening of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's on the west side. Because, says the Gemara, when he walks out, that's the first place that he goes. So here too, Tosfos asked the question, why do we have to have a special limud that that's where you should pour? Don't we have the concept as Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs? And Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs tells us to go to the corner that he is. So we use the teretz that we just answered. The only rule of Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs is only discussing when we have two choices. Here we don't necessarily have two choices, because this is the first corner, so therefore we don't use the klal of Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs. But other achroinim say we do have choices. We could walk to any of the four sides, not necessarily any of the four sides, because there wasn't your side on all four sides. So the answer they suggest is the Torah is teaching us, and this goes back to a subject that we've been discussing over and over in our shiur today. And that is, if somebody did not do it, somebody did not do a mitzvah at the first opportunity that he had, he violated Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs, does he have the opportunity, does he have the obligation to go back? Zif will say that he doesn't have the obligation to go back. The Pasuk of Pesach Oil Meid teaches us that even though normally if you violated Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs, you violated it. Here, El Pesach Oil Meid tells us that no, go back to that side, even though you already passed it, because that's the side that specifically the Torah wants you to use for pouring down the dam to the side. We learned, but if there's leftover dam when somebody offered a carbon on the Mizbech HaChitzin that we pour down to the Yisoid, that dam was poured, HaYisoifech HaYisoid Roimus was poured to the base on the south side. Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara, when the Torah HaKadosh speaks about pouring leftover dam onto the Yisoid, it's speaking about the south side. Says the Braisa, at the Oim Yisoid Roimus, doesn't mean the south side, or any other Yisoid Marovis, maybe it means the west side. Amarta, the answer is, Yilmet Yiridosu Min HaKevesh, let's speak about how the Kohen Gadol goes down the ramp, Litziyosu Min HaHechel, from as he exits the Hechel. Ma Yitziyosu Min HaHechel, just like we just learned in the previous Gemara, piece of Gemara, that when the Kohen Gadol exits the Beis HaMikdash and he has to pour the leftover blood down the Yisoid, he pours it b'samachloi on the side which he encounters first, which is Ezuzu, says the Braisa. And which side is that? Zeh Yisoid Meravi, that's the west side. Af Yiridosu Min HaKevesh, when the Kohen is going down with leftover blood that he offered in the Mizbeach HaChitzin, he puts it b'samachloi, he puts it on the side which is closest to him, v'ezazah, and what is the closest side to him? Yisai Durami. Tanya, Rav Shmuel Omer, Rav Shmuel holds, zeh v'zeh, both the leftover blood of a carbon that was brought on Mizbech HaChitzin, and both the leftover blood from the Kabbonis, from the Mizbech HaPnimi, were put on the side Meravi. We're always put on the west side. Rav Shim ben Yochai Omer, he says, it's always the side Deraimi, the south side. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Shmuel, who always says that you pour it down to the west side, Kesavar, because the basis of his opinion is, Yilmet Sosum Min Furish. The Torah says explicitly, as we just learned a moment ago, that the leftover blood from the Mizbeach HaPnimi should be put on the side Maravi. Because as we learned, the Torah HaKadoshah says, El Pesach HaYol Moed, the one that you encounter as you exit the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah does not clearly say where the dam from a carbon, from a chatos that was brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzin, to which side should it be poured down. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, since the Torah tells us that the dam of the Mizbeach HaPnimi should be put on the west side, I'll say the so too is the halacha by the dam of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. El Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who says that all dam is put on the side, Deraimi, my tama, how do we understand that? Specifically, as we just, the Gemara's question is, didn't the Torah say that where is the dam from the Mizbeach HaPnimi pour down, al yisoid ha-mizbeach asher pesach ha-el mayid, which is the west side, now the south side. Amar Rav Ashi, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon's opinion is, pischa v'darmakai. He holds that the door of the Beis HaMikdash was on the south side, because he is of the opinion that the entire north side was full of the Mizbeach, and therefore, the corner that you hit first, so the Mizbeach was much more to the north, and therefore the first side that you encounter as you leave the Beis HaMikdash is the south side. And that's why it fulfills the obligation of Pesach Ohel Moed. Tani Rav Shmuel, in the Yeshiva Rav Shmuel, but the Beir of Shimon ben Yochai. In the Yeshiva of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, they learned the opinion of Shmuel, Zevazeh Yisoid, Mr. Shmuel ultimately agreed to the opinion of Shimon ben Yochai that the dam is always poured on the south side. The Simonach, and the way to remember that this is what happened, Meshchua Gavra LeGavra. The Rabbim, the Talmidei of Shimon ben Yochai, were a large group of people. This is the way Rashi learns. They were able to convince Rabbi Shmuel, who was an individual, to follow their opinion. Another explanation is that the Talmidim are not the people that we're taking into consideration here. But when we speak about Rav Shimon Yochai, Tosfos explains, we mention two people, Rav Shimon and his father Yochai. Whereas when we speak about Rav Shmuel, we only speak about one person, Rav Shmuel himself. So Meshuach Gavri, the person who, when we mention his name, we mention the name of two individuals, that's the opinion that was able to convince the person who, when we mention his name, Gavra, we only mention one name, Rabbi Shmuel. So we learned further in the Mishnah, Elu ve'elu, all of the dam, Miss Arvin ba'oma, would get mixed up in the canal, v'yoytzen, and they went to the Nachal Kidron, and we learned further that it was then sold to gardeners for fertilizer, and if somebody used that dam without paying for it, he would be over me'ila. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Ma'alim Bedomim. If somebody uses that dam for without paying for it, he's over me'ila. Divrei Ramei Rav Shimon, that's the machloikus of Ramei Rav Shimon. That's the opinion of Ramei Rav Shimon. V'cham Ma'amrim, Ein Ma'alim Behem, there is no me'ila in that dam. Says the Gemara, at Kan Lai Pligi, says the Gemara, this machlaikus that we're learning now is Ela Midrabanan. If Midrabanan, there's Mi'ila by Dam Kotchim. Av Bidaraisa, when we're talking about Mi'ila Daraisa, everybody will agree, Ein my Alam Behem, there is no Mi'ila. And what's the difference, explain all the Rishonim, between Mi'ila Darabanan and Mi'ila Daraisa? Number one, we know that if somebody violates Me'ilah, he has to bring an Asham Me'ilus. But we only bring an Asham Me'ilus if it's Me'ilah Daraisa. But with Mila Durabonon, of course, we can't bring a carbon into the Beis HaMikdash. It would be Chulun Bazaro if there is no Chiv to bring that carbon Midaraisa. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is that we know if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, is over Me'ila, he has to pay Keren V'Chaymish. Keren V'Chaymish, you only pay the Chaymish by Mila Daraisa. But you do not have to pay the Chaymish by Mila Darabonim. Ask the Gemara, Menani Mili, where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara. The Gemara gives a number of reasonings. The pasuk says, regarding the Isser to eat dam, the Torah says, three different psukim. One pasuk says, so here everybody agrees that there is no me'ila by dam deraisa. How do we know this? One is because the Torah, when it speaks about dam, says, kinefesh habosu b'damu, v'ani nosati lechem, al mizbeach l'chapa al nafshasechem, kidam hu b'nefesh shechaper. So this is the pasuk that everybody is going to agree how we learn this halacha, the midaraisa, there is no mi'ila b'dam. The question is, how do we learn that halacha from this pasuk? Amu'ul amakra lechem, the Torah says shalchem yehei. The dam should be your dam. The Beirub, not subject to mi'ila. The Beirub, Shimon Tana, amakra lechaper. That the purpose of the dam is like a paranasativ. It's here, as we know, that by all kabbonis, the kapara that we effect from the carbon is through the zrikas adam. So the entire purpose that the dam serves is the kapara v'loy le'mi'ila. And the Meiri says a beautiful pshat. He said, if one could be over an avera, the serious avera of mi'ila, through using the dam for his own purpose, for his own purposes, so then the dam could be used for a positive, to bring a kapara, and the dam could be used in the other direction, to be oivin aveira. And we have a rule, en katega nasa sanega, says the Meiri. Something that can be used for a positive purpose, to affect the kapara, which is why we bring kaparas, karbonas, can't be the source that we should be able to also be over the serious aveira of Meila. Rav Yochanan Makra, the pasuk says, who? The dam should always stay in one category. Lifnei kapara, the status of the dam before you did the kapara is lach kapara. Ma kapara, ma lach kapara e mi'ila. Certainly, after the kapara is done, there is no more mi'ila. So too, lifnei kapara says Rav Yochanan, so too will be the status before the kapara. Ain't by Me'ila, it's not subject to Me'ila. Says the Gemara of Eima, yes, we're comparing, ask the Gemara, Lifnei Kapara and Lach Kapara, but ask the Gemara, maybe the way to learn is, Ve'ema Lach Kapara to Lifnei Kapara. To learn it just the opposite way, and learn that just like Lifnei Kapara, it's subject to Me'ila, Ach Malk Lifnei Kapara Yesh by Me'ila, so too, afla acha kapara, it should be subject to mila. Answers the Gemara, that isn't a possible way of learning, because the halacha is, ein lecha davar shenasa mitzvosoi, there is no concept in halacha that something that already, the mitzvah that you had to do with it, it was fulfilled, then, and it's subject to mi'ila, the me'alim boy. And since it's no longer subject to mi'ila after the kapara, and the pasuk is saying that the halacha of the dam remains static throughout, then it doesn't make a difference. So the Mikdash David tries to understand what is the nafkamina between these different drushes. So he says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the dam was completely excluded from Me'ila, and therefore there isn't even an Issa Hanor. But according to the other drushes, it may not be subject to the halachas of Me'ila, with all the halachas that come with Me'ila, but it's still subject to an Issa Hanor midaraisa. Why is the halacha that ein lecha davar shenasas mitzvosoi? There is no situation where the mitzvah has already been accomplished and it's still subject to Me'ila. So Rashi says, because when we speak about Me'ila, the Torah says, Kodshei Hashem. And once the mitzvah has already been done, it's not kachi Hashem, and therefore it's not subject to me'ilah. The Ritva explains that one of the halachas that we've learned many times, that there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that under certain circumstances, a kamet chatos l'misa azla. It has to be taken to be killed. And the halacha that it has to be taken to be killed is, part of that halacha is that they're no longer subject to me'ilah. Why are they no longer subject to me'ilah? Because if they have to be taken out to die, so they're not able to be used for the mitzvah. And if they're not able to be used for a mitzvah, there's no me'ilah. So from there, says the Ritva, we see the concept of ein lecha davish nasas mitzvah, so we never have a situation where the mitzvah has already been accomplished, or may alambo, and it should still be subject to hilchas me'ilah.